The word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Be greatly blessed as you are impacted by this powerful word of God from Christ Way Ministries International. May the eyes of your understanding be enlightened as you experience the power in the word of God. God bless you.
Please let us pray. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord God of heaven, we are here before you this morning. We are in your house, your sanctuary, to be blessed. And we are praying in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that it will please you to teach us so that we become better people for you in Jesus' name, so that we become stronger to face successfully the journey of life, the battles of life, Christian race, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We thank you very much. Every prayer we shall utter here today, please turn your loving ears to us. Stretch your mighty hands over them. And in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, give us signs and wonders. In respect of all our prayers and requests, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Everybody say amen. Amen. Once again, I want to appreciate all of us. And I want to appreciate you for choosing Jesus Christ and for following him day by day to this point in your life. I want us to worship the Lord for showing us mercy in this our church, Christ Way Church, as we give a clap of offering to the Lord. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
The Lord is so good to us, there's no doubt. About 6 weeks ago, we celebrated our 30th anniversary. I told us then that we started this church 30 years ago with just 90 members, 80 adults, and 10 children. Four out of these children were my children. So you can imagine how small we were in those days. Thank God because all those children have grown today. Thank God because the church has grown today. And the Lord is using the church to reach many souls all over the world. The Lord has used the church to build up many lives, to teach us the way of success, to teach us the way of salvation. The Lord has been so kind to us. He has saved many souls. He has made success of many homes, many marriages, many lives, many businesses. And so we are very grateful to him. And this month, we are looking at an important subject, and that is go forward. Everybody say go forward. Everybody say go forward. Some time ago in the wilderness, when they were going to the promised land, they got to a comfortable place in their lives. And they thought, okay, maybe this may be even the promised land. Maybe this may be the promised land. They have experienced miracles. They have seen the hand of God. The Red Sea had been parted. They are eating the food of the angels. They were so happy. They were free from the tax masters in Egypt. They said, maybe you can even stay there. And God said, no, you are not going to stay there. You are not yet there. I'm telling somebody today, you are not yet there. And so you must move forward. You are not yet there. Pastor Onyeka, you are not yet there. Pastor Ezekiel, you are not yet there. Collins, you are not yet there. Our worship leaders, you are not yet there. I'm your general overseer, I'm not yet there. This can be better for us. God can use us more than he's using us now. God can do better things with our lives. Because he's a good God. He's a God of success. Our marriages are not yet there. Things can be better for us. So the word this month is go forward. And I pray for all of you, may you not go backwards.
Amen.
May you not go backward.
Amen.
Lift up your hand unto the Lord and say, I will never go backwards. Say three times. I will never go backwards. I will never go backwards. Our portion in Christ's way under the abundant life covenant is forward always and backward never. I pray for all of you, do like this. I pray for all of you that all the powers that draw people backward will not prosper in your life.
Amen.
All the powers that draw people backwards will not prosper in your life.
Amen.
All the powers that tie people down from moving forward will not prosper in your life.
Amen.
I prophesy into your life, you will go forward.
Amen.
Not only forward, you will go upward.
Amen.
Not only forward and up and forward and upward, you will go onward.
Amen.
You're going to make progress. In every area of your life, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Everybody say amen three times.
Amen.
And I say with you, amen. Right. So this month, we are looking at this topic, at the theme, go forward. Today, we shall be looking at the subject, start running. Start running. And next week, we shall be looking at as you go, preach. That means running with the gospel. You go forward with the gospel. You go forward with the gospel. And the week after, we shall be looking at the subject, we will all go. You remember Pharaoh told the Israelites, he said, you can go, but leave your children. Leave your cattle. Leave everything. But you men, you can go. The adults can go. But Moses said, we will all go. Somebody say, we will all go. Oh, louder,
we will all go.
I want the ladies to say, we will all go. I want the men to say,
we will all go.
Oh, men are very loud. Say it again, men. I like that. We will all go. Then, jump together. We will all go. And when you are going, you know, leave me. And I too, I will go forward. Say, I will go forward. So that is the view this month, is going forward. And today, we are starting with start running. Start running. Every year, I like to address our new intakes into our universities. On the stop, we just hit the ground running. Hit the ground running. Life is moving. You remember these boys? Remember these boys who are, what do we call them now? These conductors who help people into vehicles, public vehicles. When they are dropping from a moving vehicle, they drop and stay there. No. When they drop from a moving vehicle, what do? They run with the vehicle. That is hitting the ground running. You have seen the anti-riot policemen. When they jump from their vehicles, don't riot. They don't just jump and stay there. You just stay there, what will happen to you? You fall. Because what the physicists call the inertia of motion will push you anyway. So you have to obey the inertia of motion and move forward. You hit the ground running. And that is what we are seeing this month, and particularly today. Start running. Tell somebody very close to you, start running.
Start running.
No, the way we see it, I didn't like it. We are going to stand up four people. And, brother, start running. Go run. No, don't sit on. Don't stay on your seat. I say, start running. Amen. Somebody say, amen.
Amen.
I pray for you. The Lord will give you power to run.
Amen.
Let us read the Bible. Let us read the scriptures. The book of Genesis, chapter 19. We are going to read from verses 16 to 17. 15, 16, 17. This is the story of how Lot and his family was delivered from the destruction in Sodom and Gomorrah. The Lord sent an agent to them to deliver them. I like the picture painted there. It's for us today. Genesis chapter 19, verse 15. And when the morning arose, then the angels hastened Lot, saying, "Arise, take your wife, take your two daughters that are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the land." Verse 16. And while Lot lingered, the men said, and they laid their hands upon him, upon his hand, and put upon him the hand of his wife, and upon the hand of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful unto him. And they brought him forth and set him without the city. They told Lot, "Move quick, move out of this place. Run and be quick. Destruction is coming." But the Bible says, Lot lingered, Lot delayed. Then the angel said, "Why should you perish here? Why should you be backward?" Then one by one, they grabbed the one, grabbed the wife by hand. They grabbed the hands of the two daughters and they pulled them out of Sodom and Gomorrah. And when they were outside the city, without the city, verse 17, beautiful. And it came to pass, when they had brought them forth abroad, that he said, "Escape for thy life. Look not behind thee, neither stay thou in the plain. Escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed." I like this passage that says, "Why tarry you?" And that means, don't be delayed. Please run. This is the message we are bringing to you this month. It's the message the Lord has impressed upon our heart as leaders of this ministry. That we challenge ourselves to start running. The world is moving. Technology is moving. People are moving. Business is moving. Nigeria may be stagnant. All right? But people are moving. I want to tell you, people are moving. Even as stagnant as Nigeria looks, people are still moving. People are moving. And you must move with the coach. And that is the move of God. That is a move to better life, better Christian life, better financial life, better life all around, better family life. And I pray for everyone in this church. In the mighty name of Jesus, none of you will be left behind.
Yeah.
I want us to look at running versus walking. You are used to devote the two words. They look alike, but one is faster than the other. Let us look at the word. Running versus walking. When it comes to, in the Bible, when it comes to the to association, when it comes to association and relationship, the Bible uses the word walk. Alright? When it comes to association, when it comes to relationship, people use the word walk. It also uses the word walk when it comes to conduct, that is how we live our lives. The Bible will say walk. Right. Let us look from, for example, in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 10, verse 12. I'm going to read from the KJV. You see how an example of walk there. And now, O Israel, that is the Lord speaking to the children of Israel, what does the Lord thy God require of thee? But to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, and to love him, to walk in the ways of the Lord. That is conduct. That is a pattern of living. You walk with God. You don't run with God because you cannot run with God. One step, Lord, you are God. But you can walk with God. He said, God requires you to walk in his ways. And then, when you get to the book of 1 Thessalonians, the Apostle Paul, in chapter 2, verse 12, says that you walk worthy of God. You walk. When it comes to relating with God, when it comes to relating with people, the Bible uses the word walk. It said, he that walks with the wise will become wiser. That's the book of Proverbs 13, verse 20. It's a passage that I love so much. See, he that walks with the wise will become wiser, but the companions of the fools will perish. Okay? And they will perish without hope. See, the Bible uses the word walk when it comes to relationship, relating to one another. We walk with one another in love. You walk with God in holiness. And the people the Bible says we walk with, the people we don't walk with. And for instance, in the book of Proverbs again, chapter 1, verse 15, the Bible says, walk not in the counsel of the sinners. Walk not in the counsel of the sinners. That is, don't follow the examples of sinners. Don't walk. Don't be relationship. Don't make friends. Don't walk with men that are given to anger. Because one of these days, you may learn their ways. And one of these days, they may just get angry and kill you. The Bible is complete. But when it comes to kingdom expectations, the expectations of God, the Bible doesn't use the word walk. The Bible uses the word run. That's very interesting. When it comes to kingdom assignments, the Bible uses run. When it comes to important things that we're expected to do in life, the Bible uses the word run. The Bible will never say walk. When it comes to the things, serious matters that God expects of you, and things you should be doing as a woman, as a mother, as a father, as a neighbor, the Bible will say run. When it comes to assignments of the kingdom, an assignment of life, when it comes to kingdom expectations, the Bible uses the word run. And again, when it comes to your personal safety, the Bible uses the word run. When it comes to your personal development, the Bible uses the word run. Look at the passage we read at the beginning of this message. And the angel said to Lot, run quickly, run out of this place, lest thou be destroyed. I pray the Lord will help us to run where we should run. Amen. And walk where we should walk.
Amen.
Somebody say amen 3 times.
Amen. Amen.
The last but I said when it comes to personal safety, personal development, personal well-being, the Bible will say wrong. You're wrong concerning all these things. The last but not the least, when it comes to vision, the vision that God has given to you, the vision of your heart, the better tomorrow you want, the better Christian person you want to be, the Bible will say wrong. You don't walk with your vision, you're wrong with your vision. You don't walk with your assignment. What do? Run with your assignment. I call some of our men, when I see some of our men, young men, Pastor Ezekiel, please come. I always call our men, young men. I will pat them at the back. I say, Pastor, you are young. This is time to run. This is time to do what? To run. It's time to run. Everything you have to do in life, at this, what do? You run. Otherwise, you lag behind. You run. Your Christian life, you run. You don't walk. Kingdom things, you run. And we are telling all of us here today, and every member of Christ's way, all over the world, please start running. That is the message. Start running. You know what we call vision? Or dream It's not the one you have when you sleep. The dream you have when you are awake, you run with it. The vision, not the one that one man in somewhere saw for you, the vision God puts in your heart. The type of home you want to build, the type of Christian you want to be. Somebody, so some people, young people, they were planning to get married. I called them. I said, "How are you, my daughter? How many books have you read concerning this marriage, concerning marital life?" He said, "Maybe one." I said, "My God, you are not prepared. You are not prepared. You are not fully prepared. You are not well prepared. What is the title of the book?" He said, "I said, "What's wrong with you?" I called the husband to be. I said, "How many books have you read?" He has read one. I said, "You're wrong. You prepare very well. You put in everything. And I'm praying for all of you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, this challenge, we abide with you." Amen. See me very well.
Amen.
This challenge, we abide with you.
Amen.
And you will abide in this challenge.
Amen.
The book of Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 2. You know the passage very well. "And the Lord answered me." And the Lord answered me. Is it on the screen? Okay. Is it on the screen? Habakkuk 2:2. After reading here, we shall all read from the screen. "And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon the tables, and that ye may run that readeth it." Everybody, let us read together. One, two, go. With vision, you run. You run. With your assignment, you run. Personal development, you run. With your business, you run. Ladies and gentlemen, there are many students here. Postgraduate, undergraduate, secondary school. Concerning your studies, you run. You run. We shall look at what we mean by your running. What does run suggest? What does it suggest? At least from a biblical perspective. Number one, start running. The first place means you must start to live with a sense of urgency. Start to live with a sense of urgency. Start. I say again, start to live with a sense of urgency. You must never forget that. The Bible says, "Woe to those who are teased in Zion." Start to live with a sense of urgency. Handle every matter of your life with a sense of urgency. Sense of urgency refers to the conviction. When I say sense of urgency, we mean that we have the conviction, deep conviction, personal conviction in your heart that a matter is very important and needs to be commenced without delay. It needs to be commenced immediately and completed as soon as possible. Start to live your life. Start to do all you have to do with sense of urgency. People with sense of urgency, they achieve more in life. Cheap people with sense of urgency, they achieve more in life. And listen to this, they don't miss opportunities. If you are careless, right? Because opportunity, for instance, doesn't wait for anybody. Time and tide doesn't wait for anybody. We are saying, move every day with a sense of urgency. People with sense of urgency, they know the importance of time. They treat time as something that is very sacred, that must not be wasted. But alas, many of us, we waste time. And it is a critical thing that we must not waste. For instance, when we are talking about our salvation, the Bible says, act with sense of urgency. when it comes to repenting, don't postpone it. Don't postpone it. In this city, we live here. I was called to treat a man many years ago. That would be well over 30 years ago. I was called to treat this man. What happened to him? A son, an undergraduate in our university, came visiting in the evening just to see them over the weekend. And he was going back to the campus. And the father and son, very close. I like fathers that are close to their children. Very close. As friends, they were walking along Ajuyu there, Bejo Road. They were walking, the son side by side with the father. And from nowhere, a cab just came and ran over the boy and killed him instantaneously. Instantaneously. The father just had that and look here. He could not find the son. Olu, where are you? Where are you? Olu was on the floor, foaming. He was dead. Okay. When it comes to repentance, turning to the Lord, when you hear the voice of the Lord today, don't harden your heart. Please do it, and do it very fast. There was an incident when I was walking at Wesley Guild Hospital as a house officer about 43 years ago. The Lord impressed it upon my heart that there's a particular patient I must go and witness to him. Michael was his name. I can't forget. Some things happen in your life that you can never forget. I postponed it. I will do it. I woke up that morning, go and witness to Michael. I said, I will do it later. I'm very busy. By the time I got there the third day, Michael was dead. It was one of the biggest regrets of my life. For 3 years on, I've not forgotten. I prayed many times that God will forgive me. He's merciful. And I pray that I believe he has forgotten me, forgiven me. When it comes to matter of heaven and earth, ladies and gentlemen, you don't postpone. You must treat everything with sense of urgency. When we are talking about the kingdom of God, you go about it with sense of urgency. Look at what Jesus Christ says, Matthew 4:17. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. It's at hand. It's not far away. It can come any moment. And chapter 3, verse 2, says, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. It's very common in the Bible, in the scriptures. That is, we handle matters of the kingdom with urgency. We preach the gospel of the kingdom with urgency. We accept the gospel of the kingdom with urgency. Who tells you are going to be alive tomorrow? Who tells you? About 2 months ago, I asked myself again, Lord, I hope I will be alive tomorrow. Because many people around me, they were just died. They died and died and died. They say, Lord, what? I said, yeah. And he went to bed, hale and hearty, yesterday. I said, ha. Is that this death kills people? I said, God, I beg you, I hope I will still be alive tomorrow. Handle the matters of the kingdom with urgency. In the second place, Star Running suggests in the second place that we must learn to be very fast and don't waste time. Be very fast. Be very fast and you don't waste time at all in all things. You don't waste time at all. Time, write this down. Time is a secret trust. God gave you the gift of time. If we ask from you, how you use it? Don't waste time. Don't waste time. The English people, they told us, time is money. But ladies and gentlemen, the Lord has taught me, time is more than money. Time is life. time is reckoned with in terms of time. Born 1902, died 2002. Okay? That's how they are. If you are wasting your time, you are wasting, actually, you are wasting your life. And it's a reckless thing to waste time. Time is something that you must never waste in your life. Time is more than money. Don't waste time. That is what we are saying about start running. Number three, our topic, start running, is challenging us to put a lot of energy into every important thing we have to do in life. You put all your energies to your assignment. You put all your energies into your kingdom assignment, into your personal development, into your vision. You put in your energies. You put in your energy. Sons and daughters of the Holy Spirit, listen to this. When runners are running, 100 meters dash, 200 meters dash, 400 meters dash. You see those sprinters, they don't waste time. Down the line, onto the mark, they do like this. They don't look here. Anyone that looks here and there is finished. They don't waste time. And as they whistle, or there's the gunshot, bam! Look at them. And as they are running towards the mark, do they look here and there? Do they waste time? Learn a lesson from them. They put in all their energies. Those men, those women, they put in all their energies. And they run. And at the stopping point, they sweat. And they breathe. They put in a lot of energy. I want to challenge all of us. The young, the old, the men and the women, all of us, please let us put our best into whatever we want to do. Put all your mind there. He said, whatever your hands find to do, do it with all your might. That's what we are seeing here. Apostle Paul rebuked the Galatians. He said, you started well, you are going well, but somebody has distracted you. Runners don't look here and there. And they concentrate. Their minds are fixed at the finishing point. That is it. Please face whatever you are pursuing. Know what you are pursuing and face it with all your mind. And God of heaven will prosper you. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Say the God of heaven will prosper us. Say the God of heaven will prosper me. Close your hand upon your chest and say it three times. And close your eyes and say it three times. The God of heaven will prosper me. The last but not the least, start running is challenging us to be purposeful like the runners. Be purposeful. Be purposeful. When you see somebody running, two things will come to your mind. That person must be pursuing something. That's a purpose. When somebody that is running and you don't see anything that he's running after, look behind him. Something is pursuing him. Purpose. It's either he wants to escape or he wants to achieve. You must be purposeful in life. Run. Live your life with purpose. I pray God Almighty will prosper you in the name of Jesus Christ. I like the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 26 and 27. Look at what he says about purpose. Let us take a cue from him. He said, I therefore so run. With what? With the gospel. Run with what? Run with God's assignment. Run what? Run with kingdom cause. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly. So I fight, not as one that beateth the hair, but I keep my body under subjection. Right. Lest that by any means, when I've preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. He put a lot of energy, refused to be distracted in his Christian life, so that he can meet God, his Father in heaven. What are the challenges today? The angels came to Lot and they told him and his family, do not tarry, do not waste time. And they added that he should not even look back. Do not look back, they told him. And they even pulled him by their hands. The challenge number one today is, please be serious with your life. Be very serious with your life. Refuse distractions. Reject laziness. Say no to lethargy. Put in your energy. Put in your best. The challenge today is that do everything promptly. Be very prompt. Be very serious. Number two, be very prompt. Number three, be very diligent about every wise thing you need to do on the surface of earth, about your soul, about your life, about your health, about your business, about your future, about the salvation of your soul, about eternity. Please put in your best. Be very serious. Be very prompt. No procrastination. Procrastination is not the thief of time. It's a thief of life. The thief of life. Many people have procrastinated and they have wasted their lives. Concerning your family life, concerning your financial well-being, be prompt. Be serious. Be diligent. Run. And the God that prosper, may prosper all of you in the name of Jesus Christ. Run from everything that can destroy your soul. Don't walk. Run. The Bible says, run away from all appearances of evil. Not even from evil, but all appearances of evil. Run. Run away from evil companionship. Please be very serious. Be very prompt. Be very diligent about the course of God upon your life. Cause to walk with God, be very serious. For every day duty, be very, very serious. About obedience, be very serious and diligent. Run. God will bless you and bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Be serious about holiness. Be serious about holiness. Be diligent about holiness. About soul winning. About maintaining love in the body of Christ. Be serious about your future. And God of heaven may prosper you all. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. This is a convenient place to stop. And we shall pray. Please let us rise as we pray. I want to pour your heart unto the Lord. Please pour your heart to the Lord and praise the name of the Lord. Thank God for the word you have heard today. Say, Father, I thank you. Say, Father, I bless you. Say, Father, I praise your mighty name. Say, Lord, I glorify you. For the encouragement this morning, say, Father, I give glory to you. For the rebuke this morning, say, Father, I thank you very much. For the blessings from your word this morning, thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Say after me, Lord, please give us abundant power and wisdom to make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. In this evil day, go ahead and talk to the Lord. Give me wisdom, give me power to make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. In these evil days, Let me help me to make the opportunity, the best of opportunity that's available to me. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Close your eyes and raise up your hand like this. Look at me, raise up your hand like this. It may be your right, it may be your left, it may be both. And say after me, oh Lord, deliver every one of us from acting thoughtlessly. Go ahead and call upon the name of the Lord. Deliver us from acting thoughtlessly. Help us to understand what you want us to do. Help us to want us to do day by day. So that you don't keep on beating about the bush. Call upon the name of the Lord this morning. I say, Lord, please help me to always be prompt. Please help us to always be prompt. Grant us grace for speed and accuracy. Grant us speed. Grant us grace for speed and accuracy. This one is very important. Say, Father, grant us grace and power to do away with all habit of procrastination. To do away with time wasters in our lives. Grant us power to be diligent, to be prompt, and we are very serious at all times. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Anybody say amen.
Amen.
Father, I thank you very much for our children. I'm praying that those people among us who need to repent, help them to do it today. Those who need to be born again, help them to do it today.
Amen.
Those who need to get restored, come back to the Lord, help them to do it today.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Time is flying without a noise. We pray, Lord, our God, that will help us.
Amen.
Not to be left behind.
Amen.
In spiritual matters, that will not be left behind. In financial matters, that will not be left behind.
Amen.
In our career, that will not be left behind.
Amen.
Lord, our God, grant us strength to run.
Amen.
Grant us speed as we run.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Deliver us from the error of thinking that we have all the time. And use the time we have judiciously and wisely in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Glory be to your name.
Hallelujah.
I pray for Christ with church all over the world. Please continue to help us.
Amen.
To run with the gospel.
Amen.
There are so many people that are not yet saved. Please help us to run with the gospel.
Amen.
Help us to run with all our assignments.
Amen.
Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Give a clap of offering to the Lord.